Hi, this is the Sweet Spot Check, See It Done. It's in the chapter called See It Done, which begins on page 156 of my book, Find Your Sweet Spot. In this visualization, I'll help you to see it done. We'll take a walk through a day in your life in the future. So for the moment, close your eyes and keep them closed for this entire visualization until the moment when I ask you to open your eyes at the end of the day that we walk through. Now take a deep cleansing breath. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Breathe another cleansing breath in and breathe it out. This visualization will take just about 10 minutes, and then after I walk you through it, you'll carve out some time, as much as you want, to record everything you've envisioned. Let's begin with a few questions. What is it that you really desire for yourself? What can you see done right now? Pick a time frame. Let it be a year, 5 years, or 10 or 20 years. What does your ideal life look like then? As you go through this visualization with me, be honest. Don't hold back. For example, if you want to own a new house, to live in a new city, or to end up in an entirely different career or relationship, or all three, then let that be what you picture. Think completely outside of your current box if that's what you truly want, but hold on to what you already love about your life. Take a couple more cleansing breaths. Breathe it in, and then breathe it out. Clear your mind of today and all of its busyness. I really want you to experience a day in this ideal life of yours that you will create for yourself, starting right now with this visualization. So picture yourself. You're laying in bed as the warm sunlight begins to peek through the tiny slivers in your shades. Your eyes are closed, but your body begins to move. You stretch your arms and your legs out and exhale a tremendously deep breath. That sleep was incredibly sound. The sheets, blankets, and pillows around you feel so warm and cozy. You turn your head to the side. Is anyone with you? Who do you see there? And how do you feel about him or her? What colors do you notice in your bedroom? What sounds do you hear? Remember, you can imagine right now whatever you want to see. It's possible that this is entirely different from your bedroom today. You take a final full body stretch. You roll the covers down and you plant your feet gently on the floor. Another deep breath, infused with gratitude for the day, and you make your way toward the bathroom. As you walk in, you catch sight of yourself in the mirror. What does that person look like? What kind of energy do you exude this morning? From there, you head into the kitchen. What are you reaching for? What colors do you see and what aromas do you smell? Are there others around you? What are the sounds that you hear? Are you taking care of anyone else right now? In the kitchen, you think about the daily activity that starts your every day. How does that make you feel? What is it? It's now time to get ready for your day. You head back to your bedroom and get yourself prepped. What kinds of clothes do you reach for in your closet? What does that say about how you spend your day? Again, let yourself go. Envision the life that you want to live. As you head out, you catch another glimpse of yourself in the mirror. What do you look like? And what does your outfit say about you? How confident and self-assured do you seem? You walk out your door. Where are you headed now? What does it look like around you? Is it quick-paced and urban, still and rural, or somewhere in between in the suburbs? How does the morning air feel on your skin? How do you get to where you're going? Do you walk? Do you drive? Take a taxi or a subway? Is it school, work, or some sort of hobby that you're destined for? You travel by your chosen mode of transportation, and you get to your destination. Who greets you when you get there? Can you surmise what it is that you're doing there? Is it quite similar to or quite different from what you do today? Notice what your responsibilities are. What's the buzz around you? And how do you feel about your tasks? For whom are you responsible? As you go through your day, imagine the people who call, text, email, or IM you. Who are they? How do you feel when you get a ping from them? Also, as you go through your day, note what you eat and drink, as well as how your body feels. How do the foods that you choose taste, and how do they affect your body? How do they affect your mindset? What's your energy like, and how amazing do you feel today? Now it's the afternoon. What have you accomplished today? Whose life have you touched? As you consider these questions, think about where you'll head to next. It's almost the end of the day. Where are you going? What's it like outside? You get to this next destination. What's going on there? What do you see, hear, and smell? Notice the colors and the lights around you. Who are you with? And how much joy does it give you to be there with this person or with these people? What's your community like? You wrap things up here and begin to head home. Maybe even with an inward smile, you think about the comfort of your home. Does someone live with you there, and will they be there to greet you when you arrive? How much love is filling your home? As you pull up to your house or your apartment, notice the feeling that you have as you approach. How proud are you of who you are and of the space you call your home? Who greets you as you walk in the door? How do they greet you? With hugs? With kisses? With a, "Hey, how was your day?" How do you feel about this person? You get yourself ready for bed, reflecting on the day you had. What kind of a day was it? How'd it go for you? Before you go to sleep, you do your gratitude practice and run down the list of the things and happenings for which and the people for whom you are grateful. As you put your head down on your pillow, you think about tomorrow. Are you looking forward to tomorrow? Now open your eyes. Take time to write it all down. Record every feeling and sensation you experienced. What did you hear, feel, taste, smell, and touch? How did your heart feel? What did your mind think? The more senses you can infuse into your writing, the more vivid it will be. See it done.